E-R-K-E-Y today.
The Northern Gannet, the first oil-soaked bird pulled out of those waters in the Gulf of Mexico. How many others will we see as oil continues to gush? They're buzzing about it all over Florida. That's where it's headed. And with choppy seas, the oil burning only works when the water is calm and the winds aren't high. It's something I think that can contain a lot of the oil, and it did work a little bit on Wednesday. But how long can you count on those calm seas? And the answer is in the Gulf. Are you kidding me? And with the wind, you never know. We'll give you the latest on that oil spill, of course, and now what's been the big water cooler buzz over this. The Phoenix Suns decided to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. You know what they did? They used a different shirt, a different gear they were sporting in the playoffs. They put Los Suns, that's what their jersey said, to protest the Arizona law. Speaking of that, just for fun, I'll throw that out here from the get-go. Tucson, Flagstaff, among the cities in Arizona, suing over the immigration law. We already know that the mayor's upset. He's suing the mayor of Phoenix. And there's a lot of pressure, and there's a lot of pressure on another team there, the Arizona D-backs, to come out against the anti-immigration bill. Wow, now they're getting sports involved in it. Not so sure I'm on board with that. Probably not. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, as we emanate from every nook and cranny, left, right, and all the spaces in between. I don't care what colors you wear or if you let your freak flag fly, but you want to throw in your two cents and you're worthy, then belly up to the bar and throw it out because we're open all night. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. 5791. Not surprisingly, still the big news that people are talking about is Faisal Shahzad. And this terror suspect did a couple of test runs. That's what's being reported. We knew that, right? He drove to Times Square 3 days before the failed bombing. They went back and they looked at videotape and they could see that he was doing that. So, you know, bottom line is he definitely blew it. He blew, thank goodness, his chance to become a hero in the world of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda people. But it didn't work. And when he was trying to get away, and this is what I wonder. So he plans this out. It blows up in his face, so to speak. And yet it's Saturday night. He doesn't get away. He waits until Monday night, almost before midnight. He's on an Emirates flight to get out of the country. He's now, it's been a couple of days, he's on the no-fly list, the federal no-fly list, and yet still he almost evaded the FBI, the New York City police, and all of the people in intelligence that were on top of this. The main thing is he was caught, but part of the reason why I guess the getaway was botched, and that's what I was so surprised about, that not only did he, after having 5 months in this Pakistani terror camp, not only did he blow that, but then he also blew getting away, and that made no sense. But what happened was he had to be let into his apartment because he left his keys in the SUV. So the landlord of Shahzad got a call from him saying he lost the key and he needed to be let into his building. So that's what happened. He had actually left them in the ignition of the car that he had loaded with firecrackers and fertilizer gas, rigged beyond belief to explode in Times Square, but the bomb didn't go off. So he took a cab to his apartment in Connecticut from a train station. And he was alone. And then, you know, the rest is history. He was arrested on Monday. Coming up this hour, we're going to let you hear what some of the passengers had to say about the incident, because they were on the plane with Shahzad. And I don't think they really knew what was going on until they probably looked at one of the cable networks or they were in the airport and had started to hear the news buzz around from a couple of other people who might have been talking about it, because it was obviously huge news when it happened. This almost became huge news once again in New York. The Triborough Bridge had to be shut down, and the reason they shut it down is because, hey, somebody decided they were going to abandon a U-Haul. And it kind of smelled like gasoline. And when you have a situation that you just had in Times Square, everybody's going to be on high alert and on edge. So this truck was dropped a couple of yards from a toll booth near the Manhattan side, especially of the, now they call it the RFK Bridge. It used to be the Triborough Bridge. And it turned out to be empty. It wasn't a threat. So they closed everything down and then they reopened it after it was closed on Monday night. And so what happened here? A guy was in the U-Haul, got out, and ran. Then you smell gasoline. So what are you thinking? The bomb squad and other responders, emergency responders, had to come there. And, you know, they're still jittery from what happened with that car bomb attack. So they have to X-ray the truck. They cut a hole in the side. They discovered it was empty. And they're looking for the person, the idiot, who decided to abandon a truck right there. And it's a very busy, high-traffic bridge. So because of what it connects with the boroughs there with Manhattan and Queens and the Bronx, and they just, you know, pushed the traffic back. But it was for a while it was shut down. They didn't push the traffic back until midnight. So, once again, another scary moment. Like I said, high alert, the antenna is up, and you can't blame them. I mean, you see a truck, it's abandoned, you got a bridge. What are you thinking? Bridges and tunnels and subways and crowded areas, and, you know, you have to take the precautions. So it had to be, you know, shut down. The bridge had to be closed. Because you couldn't risk that, you know, maybe this was some other wacko or something as a follow-up to Times Square. And who knows what it was. They still haven't found the person responsible for just abandoning it. Whoever decided they were just going to get out, if they were trying to pull a prank, or if for some reason they couldn't get across, or who knows, because they haven't said anything about that. If there was a smell of gasoline, the first thing I thought of is, hey, maybe they just have enough gas in there. Maybe that's the reason why, and it's simply that's all it's about. In the meantime, something big that we're going to jump on here on America Tonight is guns. And you know how I feel about the right to bear arms. Whether I have a gun or not, it's part of what's considered to be our you know, constitutional rights. And the problem is, what do you do when you have terrorists who are grabbing guns? Well, the answer is if you just completely shut out all handguns, you're not going to shut down that avenue anyway. So how do you close the terror gap? That's what they're calling it. How do you shut that down? And what is the common sense approach to this? That's what Mayor Bloomberg was calling it, that something had to happen there. That there must be a way that the government has the ability to block the purchase of guns by suspected terrorists. But wouldn't that undermine the Second Amendment right to bear arms? Ponder that. Coming up next on ATM, the great Harry Rinker, the guru of stuff. We'll chat with him and you can join in too.
Warning, athletes of all ages, if you're soft, a mental marshmallow, do not, I repeat, do not listen to Championship Thinking in Sports on WebTalkRadio.net. But if you're a commitment grit type person, if you eat courage for breakfast, then Championship Thinking in Sports will punch your good fortune ticket to the mental toughness camp. WebTalkRadio.net, where champions meet.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-2119. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-2119. That's 800-204-2119. 800-204-2119.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream.
Coming up at the end of the hour, we can count another version of that. Actually, some of you have written me some emails about suggestions for We Can Count, so we'll jump on that, obviously, as we continue to move along here. Kate swinging for the fences with all of you across America. On many people's minds, I think, are the big three, I call them, and it would be illegal immigration, the giant oil spill, and whether or not that's going to cap the idea of expanded offshore drilling and lifting pretty much the ban on doing so, or will that scare a lot of politicians away and a lot of people, frankly, away? Will they start to pound their senators and the people on the Hill and say, don't vote for this, don't go in this direction? And then, of course, the other one is Faisal Shahzad, the terrorists in New York, and all kinds of questions about that. When it comes to guns and Second Right Amendments, and should you be able to shut down terrorists getting guns? Well, you know, here's the thing. We go back to this. How do you know the guy's a terrorist? You know, please, if you've got the book on terrorism, you need to share with the rest of us. Because nobody knew he was. Look, the guy had come here. He had a family. He would be out and about with his kids. He was working as a financial analyst. He assimilated. Got an education, the whole thing. And then, poof, stopped paying his mortgage. Disappeared for 5 months. Was in a Pakistani training camp. Who knew that? And the answer is nobody knew that. So who knew that when it came to getting a gun? And he was a naturalized citizen. He had been one for a year. So I am totally, in fact, willing to publish the book if you have the book on terrorists. I will cough up the coin for it because we're all looking for that manual. And the answer is it doesn't exist. We know a couple of things, and we can string them together. But, oh, we don't want to profile. Oh, no, that's too radical and that's wrong. And we cannot keep comparing what they do in Israel to what we should do here in the United States because that would be wrong. And how would you like it if it happened to you? The answer for me is, well, it does happen. I get pulled over constantly and am always asked to go through my things. Probably out of 10 times, I probably get pulled over, you know, maybe 7. And I do it. I mean, fine. I just do it. And I've told this story before, and there's too many horses around here, and I don't want to beat some more dead ones. But in traveling internationally and traveling for journalistic reasons or whatever, I've been flagged. I have been questioned, not under the bright lights and, you know, not feeling like I was harassed, but pulled aside and made to explain some things and had my stuff gone through, and fine, that's fine. But not everybody shares that point of view. So we have a lot of issues that we're dealing with that center around personal freedoms, for sure, and how far with legally you want to push the envelope too. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We do. That's why so many people want to come here. You have to ask yourself, you know, how much of a price you want to pay, I guess, is the question. So, anyway, 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents on any of the stuff that we're throwing about here on America Tonight, mixing it all up as it were. By the way, Harry Rinker couldn't be with us tonight, so we're scheduling him for another night because I know some people were anxious to talk to him. They had sent me some emails, but we'll do that because he is really the guy to ask about the Picasso that just had the huge dollar figure and that crazy Picasso and just, you know, any of the knickknacks, stuff you want to sell, like your old guns. He's the guy to ask because he knows, and it's always fun when we kick it around with him. So we'll reschedule that and have him join us on the airwaves. In the meantime, we continue to move about here. And I want to tell you, we've got a contest coming up again, do you believe it, next week, because we have another horse race. It's another trifecta challenge. And that means all you have to do is guess the horses. We don't know how many will be entered in the Preakness at this point. But I'm assuming there'll be at least 15. So you'll have to mix and match the numbers, pick out 3 numbers. And if those numbers, which would correlate to the horses, come in 1, 2, and 3, win, place, and show, that means you are in the money. Yep. And we've got all kinds of stuff to give away here. So I hope. It's like playing the lottery, only you don't have to pony up the dollar. I hope somebody gets lucky on the Preakness. Wouldn't that be exciting? We have Faith listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Faith, back for more. How are you?
Good. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. Boy, since we talked last, a lot of things have happened.
sure, they have.
What happened in New York, and boy, we got the oil slick down there in the Gulf of Mexico. So, you know, we're wrestling with a lot of issues about freedoms and, you know, what you need to do. And you said the last time you called us, you were willing to carry a card. You didn't care. I mean, hey, and that's what people are revolting about. Like, we don't want this national ID card. We don't want any of that kind of stuff. But we have that really with our driver's license. The problem is that it's easy to forge documents. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. And
but
I think
still,
you and I share a lot of the same opinion about the willingness to carry that stuff.
Right. But still, here's the problem. And I said this, if anybody had the book on what a terrorist is, even though we can draw some conclusions, they need to tell us. Because there are people that come here and they're from other places and they're assimilating because they want to assimilate and they don't want to kill people and they are not terrorists in any way, shape, or form. And that's the problem. This is a really hard thing to tackle. We're not talking about being on a battlefield somewhere where we're fighting the Japanese or we're, you know, fighting the Germans. We're talking about a crazy enemy that even has reached our shores where you have Jihad Jane and people that have decided they want to jump into the game. Americans who are white, who are born and raised here, who decide that they want to help out the Islamist crazy jihadists.
You know, I'm trying to take a stand, you know, find out where I stand on the immigration thing, but it's a hard thing to do because, you know, on one hand, I know that, you know, Mexicans are people, you know, that they have hard dreams and goals like we do, but then, you know, it's hard because here this New York guy was assimilating, you know, and I think that he'd make friends here, you know, and meet people. Maybe in New York they don't do it as well as we do down here in Iowa, but, you know, you have some sort of bond that you wouldn't want to blow those people up, you know. That's what gets me, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, what would possess you? But, you know, it's hard to take a stand on immigration because, you know, there's so many things to consider.
That's right, and you're very smart for your young age. You're right. There's so many things to consider as to the different types of people and the people that are already here. That's the big argument. Are they going to pay a fine and get this so-called path to citizenship? Because I think a lot of people don't want to pay any fines. They'll just go back to Mexico or Central America or wherever. The bottom line is that we're just overrun. It's not a joke. And why nobody sees that, you know, it's like you have the Phoenix Suns. They wear Los Suns. They wear those T-shirts, you know, those jerseys. And people are furious. It's Cinco de Mayo. And, you know, when you look at the polls, though, Faith, most people say they don't want to have our country flooded with illegals from anywhere. They want people to come here legally and not be cutters.
Yeah. You know, I'm still trying to, you know, to learn and find out where I stand on a lot of these topics. And I just want to say that I appreciate what you do. And, you know, it's a really good thing to be able to have talk radio and learn like this. And I just want to say thank you.
All right, Faith, you go get them. Drive safely. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. The ex-FEMA chief takes a chunk out of Obama. Why? We're going to talk about it next. Hang with us.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's BUYSinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Global Environmental Energy Technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it? Well, it could be, if you're a Bilderberger, because this amazing invention is really about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over, and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th to May 21st, or from June 21st to June 25th. For details, visit GEETInternational.com. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Visit GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. That's GEETInternational.com or email to paul@geet.nl.
America, when this slick started to spread, I mean, we're talking about gallons and gallons and, you know, an outrageous number of oil being dumped in the Gulf of Mexico thanks to BP's accident. While this was happening, the Interior Deputy Chief of Staff was busy doing something else. Does this sound familiar? He was with his wife on a Grand Canyon trip. He was rafting with her. Now, to be fair, if he's doing that, I mean, how are you going to get him out of the Grand Canyon? Does he have a secret bat phone? I've been rafting, and when you're rafting, I mean, I guess you have your cell phone. He probably had his cell phone in a little baggie and one of in his pants somewhere, because it can get pretty rough there in the Grand Canyon. But he didn't dump what he was doing, let's just say that. And who we're talking about is Tom Strickland, and he's starting to get nailed for this because it's circulating. People are realizing, where was he? Because they would call him to find out what was happening, and they couldn't get an update. And Strickland's participation was in this trip that they say, meaning the White House, the administration, whatever, they're saying it was work-focused. Work-focused. Man, I want that gig. If I could just go to the Grand Canyon and raft, and that could be considered work, that's a pretty good deal. Now, he does serve as the Assistant Secretary for Fish and Wildlife and Parks. So he and his wife were there for 3 days, one day of rafting, and, you know, they were good about this. His wife did pay her own way, but after he went to the Grand Canyon, it happened. He left for the Grand Canyon 3 days after the leaks from that platform from Deepwater Horizon, that pipeline, were discovered. So ultimately, I guess, they decided that, this is worse. This spill is worse than we thought. So he needs to be in the Gulf. So guess what happens? How do you get an official that you need, who should have probably never been on that trip in the first place, and he's in a remote area? Well, you use a helicopter. So he was taken out of the Grand Canyon by a helicopter. Oh, man. I think it's irresponsible, stupid, because everybody knows what happened when Mike Brown was too busy eating to be bothered. I know.
Ah.
With Hurricane Katrina, he was lambasted, man. They skewered him. They baked hard and feathered him. So let's see what happens with Strickland. They shouldn't have sent him on that trip. Oh, it's a priority. He has to do it. Because the priority has to be, we have the mother of all oil spills that's going to go down in history as the worst of all time, could destroy the Gulf coastline, at least temporarily, and Florida, for goodness sake. So you would think they would have put the trip on hold. Duh. Even I would have done that. All right, you can throw in your 2 cents on any of the stuff that we've perused so far. A plethora of riches. 800-259-5791. By the way, speaking of that ex-FEMA chief, Michael Brown, he's not backing off the fact that he thinks the Obama people want to use the Gulf Coast oil spill as a plot to put an end to offshore drilling. He says they want to use this crisis so that they can use it to shut down offshore and gas drilling. He says that it's exactly what they want to do, because now they can pander to environmentalists and say, I'm going to shut it down because it's too dangerous. While you've got China and everybody else drilling in the Gulf, we're going to shut down and be dependent on foreign oil. Look, this, there's no doubt the timing of this is awful. It is. But I don't think Obama should back down from this, because the fact of life is that we need the oil resources. We need them. And to see that first bird come out and have to have dishwater all down it and wash it off and all that stuff, it's sad. No question about it. And you look at Brown, and Brown is the guy who headed FEMA under Bush. He resigned 2 weeks after Hurricane Katrina slammed the Gulf Coast. His resignation came 10 days after President Bush, told him that you're doing a heck of a job. But like I said, there was problems with Hurricane Katrina that we all know. And the fact was, when Hurricane Katrina hit, he wasn't answering calls because he said, leave me alone, I'm eating dinner. And he knew he was in trouble when that happened. All right, let's move along here. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm good, Tom. You want to throw in your 2 cents? Go for it.
I sure do, man. All them government officials is knuckleheads anyway, man. They all lie to get in office, and they lie to get out of office. But what I want to know is, once they put that 100-ton concrete gizmo over that well, how the hell are they going to get underneath that thing to fix the leak?
Yeah, that's the problem. It's one way of looking at it, and it's one way of getting some of the oil out, but then the problem is you still have to fix the leak. So
yeah, and that 100-ton thing going to be full of oil.
That's right. And you bring up a great point. You're trading one thing for the other, but it's not going to clean the whole thing up. Absolutely not. You got a couple of different fixes for this oil spill.
For what they wish for.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Hey, listen, I got a thing about them guns and airplanes, man. Just give everybody that gets on the plane a gun. And then the guy that jumps up and says this is a holdup, well, you know what's going to happen to him, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to gun him down.
Exactly. And then, you know, I got nothing against Muslims. The only thing I don't like about them is that I'm the infidel.
That's right.
And they go to heaven if they kill the infidel.
Yeah, touche, Tom. Isn't that the problem? Everybody, everybody's an infidel. Well, not, there may be lots of people that are infidels listening to the show for all I know. But at least I know you and I are infidels, and Oatman is an infidel, and we're targets if you look at it that way. And if you're hardcore, and these guys are hardcore,
yeah,
there's no way to,
die.
Yeah, there's no way to soften this.
Yeah, they want them 72 virgins.
That's right. And so,
anybody wants 72 virgins, the idiot in the first place, man.
That's too much work, I think.
Yeah. Oh, Joe. Well, I'll tell you what, we're down here in Texas, and we're heavily armed and easily agitated, so we don't give a damn about them people.
Bravo, Tom. You're a good caller. Call us again. Easily agitated and heavily armed. I love that. I'm going to steal that from you, Tom. It's true.
Yeah, and the Constitution, first letter to last letter, and if they don't, everything in between, if they don't like it, maybe they ought to live somewhere else on the planet.
Yeah, let's get some applause for Tom. Tom, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
He's a hardliner, and I agree. You got to stop peddling the soft. I mean, we're America. Everybody wants a piece of America. If they want a piece of America, come on in. But we are a nation of laws, and we're citizens who take our precious resources very seriously, and that means life and the things that we have around us that we enjoy. And if you don't like it, he makes a point, then you don't need to be here. So with that being said, seeing that abandoned truck on that bridge and it not being a threat was a nice thing to see, because I thought, oh, no, here we go again. And they had to close off the bridge for 2 hours. So the bomb squad has to go out, and I explained this, and they had to go over every inch of that truck to make sure it didn't explode. Oof, that's a lot of work for this bomb squad. And you know that they are on edge. They are on edge. You ever wonder what makes someone tick that wants to be part of a bomb squad? I think it's fascinating myself, but you couldn't pay me enough money to do it. My hands would be shaking from here to tomorrow. It's like when you see in the movies, cut the wire, cut the wire. So much more involved than that. If you saw the movie, oh, why can't I think of it now? Oh, it won the Academy Award for Best, oh, The Hurt Locker. If you saw that movie, The Hurt Locker, and you just focused on what they were doing, and that's what that guy was about. I mean, he was about the adrenaline rush of detonating the bombs, and you got to have big ones, if you know what I mean, to be able to do that. And I think that the bomb squad in New York should be commended for their part in this, because, hey, these guys don't make enough money to take the risks. And I think now, if this guy that left the truck was some kind of nut that thought it'd be funny to give everybody a scare, or, you know, what was the reason for doing it, I think they'll track him down, and his head is going to roll across that bridge. Speaking of rolling, we're going to roll on with a couple of things, including your thoughts. You know, I'm always begging you to send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Kicking and screaming, we're all going into the next century, aren't we? Everything goes through the internet. So coming up, it's the bottom of the ninth, for sure, here on ATN, at least this hour anyway. So as we head to the plate carrying our heavy bats, and I like to say we're swinging for the fences here, I'm going to go to that mailbag. And also, one of our cool features that a lot of you have thrown in your 2 cents, frankly, and said that you enjoy, and it's called We Can Count. So I'm going to take you first to We Can Count, and then the mailbag, round the bend on ATN.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy. The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions. Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a good week so far. It is hump day. That means we're closer to the finish line. That's the good news if you've had a rough week. Speaking of rough, Barney Frank, you can stuff this in your pipe and smoke it, partner, because I don't get this. Freddie Mac needs another $10.6 billion. Are you kidding me? They need a handout from the government. And guess who pays? We all pay for this, right? So the housing finance company reported an $8 billion quarterly loss. And, of course, was put into conservatorship by the government during the height of the financial panic in September of 2008, along with Fannie Mae. Fannie and Freddie, what a debacle. Look, Freddie's already gotten $50.7 billion from the Treasury Department. Fannie a little bit more, 76.2. And it's crazy. They have been propping up the mortgage market, supposedly. And the Obama folks use the companies to support their foreclosure prevention efforts. And they're currently looking at the future structure of the firms. You know, so basically, here's the scoop. I'm just going to put it to you in simple terms. the two companies are robbing us blind. You know, they're bank robbers. They've been given a blank check from the government since the Treasury in December lifted a $100 billion limit on the backstop for each one of them. That's insane. And so most people, I shouldn't say most because you're all smart listening to me, but why did Fannie and Freddie get out of this? You know, they're talking about all this banking regulation, but they're never mentioned, are they? That's ridiculous. So it's a waiting game because we got a bigger loss and they don't have a new bailout for Freddie yet, but I'm sure they're going to come up with one. Easy money. That's what they did. A lot of that easy do-re-mi. That's what was going in their direction. But, you know, come on. We're not ignorant to what's happening here. And really, both of them should have been put in the same boat without a paddle as the rest of those banks that were too big to fail. Who are they kidding with that? All right, so that's my 2 cents for we can count on that situation. But as we move along, let's give you something else, too, worth mentioning here. And it's all about the numbers. It's like I always say, it's about the money. Well, translate that into numbers. It's the same thing. And it works for we can count, doesn't it? How about this one? This is a number that's crazy. 3D video gaming. That's what they're talking about. You know, when you go to the movie theaters now, that's a big deal. If you have any grandkids or kids, or you're just a huge movie buff and you like wearing those crazy glasses and having everything come at you from the screen. Well, now these Hollywood 3D blockbusters like Avatar and Alice in Wonderland are coming to games near you because the game designers and developers are hoping that the next chance that they get to make some serious money in gaming is with 3D gaming. I don't know how that would work. That'd be wild if you're playing. If you ever played any of these, I'm thinking of these video games, like God of War 3. Somebody suggested that to me. God of War 3. And already it's pretty nasty. I mean, nasty in the sense if you had 3D, what would be coming out at your face? But if kids are going to the movies and they're seeing 3D, then there would have to be, you would think, they're right, that game software for 3D play would show the action from a couple of different angles. You'd have to wear those glasses, and you'd have different points of view, and you'd have to put the images together. So if it's working at the theater, why not with games? Boy, the gaming industry couldn't be bigger. Could not be bigger. It's like the Wii system. In fact, let's ask Oatman. Oatman, I think you're a 20-something. Are you into games? Do you have a Wii system?
No, actually, I'm still stuck on my Nintendo from the 80s. But I love it.
So, Nintendo, what are you playing, Mario Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what level have you gotten to with Mario Brothers?
Oh, you know, you beat them all. Yeah, when you've been at it for like 20 years, yeah, you get to be pretty good at it.
So are you a serious gamer, medium gamer, or eh?
A casual gamer.
Casual. Okay, that's a good way to put it. He's casual, not serious about his gaming.
Yeah, I don't get too into it, but if they can manage a 3D Super Mario Brothers, bring it on.
Okay, so Oatman says yes to 3D. I think it would take off because it's just you're looking for whatever the next edge is, and that could be it. Here's another one for you, the Lost series. Anybody out there hooked on Lost? I used to watch it. I'm not big, you know, I'm watching sports a lot. I'm watching business things. I'm watching History Channel things. I'm not some geek of, like, a History Channel thing. You know, I can watch some sex and violence, but I did watch the whole Spartacus series. I was hooked into that. It was like heroin. And then that spread to Matt Johnson and others. So I think it was pounded in my head so much that I just had to watch it because it mixed in all the history. But Lost I did watch in the first couple of years, and then it lost me because it was ridiculous. They went in so many different directions. It was like somebody ripped the end of the book out. It'd be like you're sitting there and you're reading a book and you're totally into it,
And suddenly the last half of it is missing and nobody has the rest of it. And that's what it felt like to me. So the series lost. The finale is completed. But the finale is going to run, check this out, from 9 o'clock at night until 11:30. Are you kidding me? That is like a Lost marathon. And I guess they're going to wrap it all up and tie it in and whatever. So I guess the other things along the way will be bumped, including local news. I wonder how the local news people feel about that. That's kind of strange. But it counts as a number, and it's a pretty big number. What is that, 5.5 hours? They actually expand the finale by 30 minutes. And we'll see if they tie it all up. But that's pretty big to do that, I think, for network television. So it may pay off, or it might just bore the bejesus out of everybody. I'm thinking, based on my feelings about Lost, it's probably going to be the latter, and they're not going to tie it up well. I mean, how many series finales end the right way? Anybody out there a Seinfeld fan? The worst ever way to end a series. It's terrible. A big build-up for it, and it just was nothing in the end. I mean, nothing. All right, we're going to leave you with this one, The Bad Guys, for We Can Count. We didn't get to the mailbag. We're going to do that in another segment in another hour. I don't want to cheat you of your thoughts. I didn't want to rush through it. But how about this with the Afghan police killing 7 suicide bombers? Bring it on. 7 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I can count. And they were trying to enter some government buildings on Wednesday when they were nailed by the police. And that's the good news on this. So a couple of police officers were injured, but nobody was killed in this one, right? As far as I know, nobody was killed in the report that I just got from somebody. But 7 suicide bombers killed. Good for the Afghan police. That has to build their confidence, I would think. And that's what has to happen to be a success in Afghanistan. It's kind of mirroring what had happened in Iraq, only the country is so different. But the fact that they were able to nail them before they got in and did some damage, that's pretty big news. And we'll see if that continues. The training is paying off, in other words, with the soldiers that sacrifice so much in trying to help the military guys and trying to help the police force and everything that entails, because we've invested how many years now? 8+ years in Afghanistan with our own blood and our own money.